Well, back in the days when Jenny Shipley was Prime Minister for about 5 minutes, she used to do her deals at the barrel of a teapot. And I see that we're heading into that territory again with John Banks and John Key, or John Key, I should say, threatening to have a cup of tea with John Banks. That's code for, you know, should we tip voters a nudge and a wink to support ACT and Epsom, basically to save the ACT party, which is really not firing with voters at all. The great joke about this is it probably won't work this time if you sort of do a, if you do a ruse often enough like this, voters get a little bit resistant to being manipulated, and particularly there's a very, very big resistance I pick up anecdotally in Epsom to Don Brash. However, I have to say, I don't even know if John Banks drinks tea. He's firmly teetotal, and I think even tea might be a bit strong for him. Of course, you know, the second week we all start having overdosed on the main leaders, we start focusing on the smaller parties, and we just saw the kind of tragicomic rerun of Winston saying he would eschew the baubles of office and would allow or would facilitate, without going into an actual deal with the biggest party, to try to form the government. But it's just so bittersweet, because really, looking at his polling, it's not going to happen. So he's sort of talking about a fantasy scenario, which is increasingly his own fantasy, but and very few other people's. Meanwhile, the party that is going to get in with a perhaps unprecedentedly big vote, the Green Party, had a very successful launch, and you know, it's releasing policies which have even been well spoken of by John Key. But one surprising note, from my mind anyway, is the use of Robin Malcolm, who is a committed and, you know, long-standing Green supporter. So there was no doubt in her sincerity, but the Greens' strength, one of their great strengths, is that they always play the ball, not the man. I cannot once recall, apart from the odd outburst by Nandor about politicians being drunk, but even then he didn't name names. You know, I can't remember them doing personal attacks or saying spiteful things about any other party or individual. They're extraordinarily principled about that. And so I just thought it was a bit out of kilter for Robin Malcolm to make what was actually a pretty mild attack on the Prime Minister. But it just looked a little bit like Utu for the whole Hobbit fiasco, which I think most of us would probably rather forget, because it was just so awful all round.